I born in Nepal, and I was there like 14 years, and yeah, I grew up there. And when I came here in 2011, and it's been so 8 years that I'm in the United States. We came here in January, and I went from the middle of the semester, so it's really, really hard to catch up everything in high schools. First day of my high school, I wake up early, really early in the morning, like 5 a.m., and my mom cooked some rice for me, and then my dad took me till the bus, and he waited for me till I went in the bus. So I had no idea where I'm going. I had no idea how schools look like. So I stepped out from the bus, and there was like a 5-6 door to go. And I don't know which door I have to go. And I had one Nepali friend, so he took me to my counselor office, and after, like, I think I spent my half of the day there, like, doing some work, and after that my counselor took me in the class. So I think that's kind of my first day of schools. For like 3 months, when I was new, for like 3 months, I keep crying, and I never, like, I'm a really outgoing person, but I never used to go outside. I never make no single friends that time. And my mom and dad was like, we came here because of you told us. You have to go outside, make friends, try to, you know, live here. And then my mom was really worried about me because I used to talk a lot and, like, you know, do stuff. And I stopped doing those things. So, yeah, I was, like, kind of in the depression. Like, why, you know, this big change is not like what I think. So, yeah, and my parents handled everything really, really good. So I'm proud of them. Well, there's like some things that I really appreciate about Americans' cultures, things. Something is like, you know, you smile to everyone. You say hi to, like, Nepali people don't say hi to strangers. They're just like quiet. And I like that. Like, I think American people know how to live for life in a smart way. So I like that, you know. And, well, I think that in US there is like so many opportunity. Just grab it. Like, don't say I'm not gonna fit here. Just try, you know, and like see how it's gonna go. And if you don't like it, leave it. Grab another opportunity. There is so many opportunity here. Like, people don't judge here for doing something. So, like, just do what you like to do, and everything will be fine, I guess. But that's the difference about Nepal and here. In Nepal, there is like no opportunity, and people judge you for doing new stuff there. Yeah, the only thing is I miss my childhood, like friends. Yeah, I feel like in here in US, life is way different than there. Like, back there, we don't have a phone or car. We used to have a bicycle to go everywhere, or, like, we used to walk. And here is, like, you know, you have to live your life by your own. Back there, we used to have, like, a lot of friends and community. We live, like, really close with everyone. So our neighbors are, like, our families there. And here, I don't even know who lived next to me. And so, yeah. And, well, my oldest, like, my childhood friends, some of them are here, but we don't have that, like, really good connection because they are busy with their life and I'm busy with mine. So, not much connections with them. The refugee life is not it's the hardest life, you know. You have to live in a small, like, tent, and we suffer a lot in camp. Yeah, there is like good memories, but there's a moment that, you know, there is like whenever rain or storms comes, we have to stay together because, like, we never knew when our, like, roof gonna fly. So there's like really hard moments or like sufferings moments back in Nepal. And there's like, you know, everyone have a right to live a good life, and if United States can do anything about those people, it's like a humanity, you know. There is like really hard life there. Sometimes we don't used to have like enough rice, so my mom used to go another place to bring it, or like we never used to have something to make fire there, and my mom used to go like up 2-3 mountains away and bring something to cook. That's really hard life there. And in here, and well, refugee people are really, really talented. Like, if you bring them here, they're going to improve America more, you know, because they have like a talent to do it. They have these hard workings.